In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. We are reading from the third chapter of the Gospel according to St. John, and you could justly say that the Gospel according to St. John is the most important book of the Sacred Scripture. And it's not to say the others are unimportant, but the spiritual reflection upon the Gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is, of course, are very important. And of the books of the Gospel according to St. John, three really stand out. That these would be the first chapter where we hear who Jesus is. He is the Word made flesh. And so we have revealed to us the doctrine of the Trinity, the inmost life of God. And then there's the sixth chapter of the Gospel according to St. John, which is the discourse on the Eucharist, that it is in fact the body and blood, soul and divinity of our Lord. And you can see what you have. Who is Jesus? Very important. How do we receive Jesus? Through the Eucharist, also very important. And the third chapter, which is about baptism, how we come to receive Jesus, and how we are made able to receive Jesus, likewise, very important. You know, sometimes the third chapter of the Gospel according to St. John just gets boiled down to the end zone Gospel, which is John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave us his only Son." Very important, but it's not all that's there. Because what we have is Nicodemus coming to Jesus at night because he's a member of the Sanhedrin, he's a Pharisee, and he wants to ask Jesus questions, but he doesn't want anyone to know about it. He says, "What must we do to be saved?" And Jesus tells him, "You must be begotten from above. Have God as your Father through water and the Holy Spirit." And as I've mentioned before, Nicodemus misunderstands this. He says, "How can a man be born again?" Jesus isn't talking about being born again. He's talking about receiving adoption from the Father. How do we do that? By water and the Holy Spirit. Begotten from above. Begetting, by the way, is the relationship you have with your father. Your father begot you. Your mother gave birth to you. God is our Father. The Church is our Mother. And so that's why it's very important that we don't fall into the radical feminist trap of calling God merely our Creator or our Father, Mother, or something like that. No, God revealed himself as Father. And Nicodemus rightly says, "How can this happen?" You know, think about it. Having God as your Father, that's a mind-blowing thing, even by adoption. How can this happen? What can happen? Because he's God. You, the teacher of Israel, and you do not understand this. You don't know that God is all-powerful, that God can do many things. And how can Jesus know this? Because he is the one who went up to heaven and the one who came down. So Jesus comes not only to save us, but to reveal the very mysteries of God to the human race. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.